Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Well, I think as the violence escalates, we have to make our message known. And it's not coming from the top, so the people are sending the message. After all, it is our tax dollars.
Actor Susan Sarandon says it's essential to maintain pressure for a ceasefire in Gaza. More than 300 pro-Palestinian demonstrators were arrested Monday after blocking New York City tunnels and bridges. Protesters also interrupted President Joe Biden's speech in Charleston, South Carolina. Chants of ceasefire now were drowned out by chants of four more years, but Biden says he understands the point.
I've been quietly working with the Israeli government to get them to reduce and significantly get out of Gaza, using all that I can to do.
Biden's speech at the Mother Emanuel AME Church marked the site of the 2015 murder of nine by a white supremacist. Biden emotionally called out right-wing extremism and says he'll run as a defender of democracy. The president says he's standing by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who was hospitalized for several days before informing the White House. But members of Congress say Austin could have put military readiness at risk. Democratic South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn is a close Biden ally.
I don't know whether it was him or somebody inside of the military establishment that decided to do it this way, but I'm sure he will do a little better going forward.
More than two dozen state legislatures are considering barring National Guard soldiers from deploying overseas without a formal declaration of war. Retired Idaho Army National Guard Sergeant Dan McKnight with Bring Our Troops Home says that could apply to 20,000 now on active duty.
If it's important enough for us to send the lives of Americans into a foreign land for combat, then Congress should do the right thing and they should debate it and declare it and put their name on the line before our soldiers ever put their boots on the ground.
Military experts say any state laws would likely be superseded by federal authority and struck down in court. New Hampshire lawmakers might send voters a referendum to peacefully break away from the U.S. if the national debt reaches $40 trillion. Republican State Representative Jason Gerhardt says the public is tired of paying for bills they didn't incur.
There's already a mood in this state to kind of step away from the empire building and just focus on our own people who need help right now.
Several rural counties and blue states have started long-shot processes to redraw state lines. Michigan Republicans have ousted state chair and election denier Christina Caramo following a year of infighting and debt. Caramo claims the vote was illegally organized and that she's staying put. And the Republican Party of Florida has ousted Chairman Christian Ziegler while police investigate a rape accusation. Ziegler denies the charge, but he and his wife Bridget have admitted to a consensual sexual relationship with the accuser. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.